Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Dinah. I heard that they're banning children from playing video games more than 3 hours. The reason why this is interesting, we talked about video game stocks before, Hero. A lot of the video gaming culture stems from Asia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I watch a lot of these documentaries. I never forget it was a documentary I watched on, I'm pretty sure it was China. And the guy went blind because he was playing video. And it's different. Like, they have different, their games on their phone are a lot less like complicated. It's like very like simple, like formatted games, like low level technology. But those is like huge in China. And
he went blind from playing video games.
Yeah,
that actually happened.
Went blind. That's a fact. So that the video game addiction is huge, and it's also a big business. We talk about Hero, the video game ETF, Nintendo, even AMD. So, what do we feel about that?
Well, so I stopped my daughter. Like, I give her an hour on the iPad, come up off the thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't take it from her, but I'd be like, not too much. Because what happens is, China understands the idea of letting something else program kids, bro. And that's why they teach kids multiplication early. They teach them how to count from back to front. Like, that's purposely done to enhance the brain. Over here, you know, we program, we let our kids do that, to get into that. And then now they don't know nothing but the game. Like, I'll be having to take it from my daughter. Like, yo, come up off that, man. You know what I'm saying? And then I get in there and start teaching and stuff. So I think it's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You know, it's interesting because the words are very important, right? The key is that online gaming. It doesn't just mean gaming, right? Like, I could still play my game. I just can't have that online factor. Like, Trap, Shy. I don't know, Shotty, you didn't really play video games like that, but like, we come from that era where we just played games.
He was hooping all day.
He was hooping, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. I never knew him to play a video game. I'll be honest.
Game of life, man.
Oh, God. He going to come kill you. I knew it.
You left yourself open for that. He's a bar.
Oh, my God. He was waiting for that. That was an alley-oop for him. But it's still, I don't think it combats the addiction piece, right? Because I could still play without being online. it's very interesting because it feels like that control, like in China's very big on control, right? So when they're saying that 3 hours a week, they're saying like, yo, you can only play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if it's a public holiday, maybe. But it's also requiring like the online gaming industry to say, look, you have to create an anti-addiction format in your system. And so that affects multiple industries now, right? Because now, like what Shadi was saying, AMD, you're affecting the semiconductors, right? Because if people are not consuming and using games anymore, then the supply goes down. If people, right? So you think about companies like a Nintendo, you think of companies like a Sony, like a Microsoft, and their gaming industries. What does that do? Because China is a major part of that. And also Tencent, right? If you look at Tencent, oh my gosh, like think about what that's about to do to that company. Like they've already been bombed with regulations, and now you put this into place. This is scary times.
Yeah, but going back to my little conspiracy theory, China's plan for global domination. If I begin to take profits from the top companies, my people already, whether out of fear or out of force, act like a small military or a small army, and I can program my children. They are preparing for their generations to be able to dominate us. And if we're going to be honest, for those of you that have traveled abroad, we're behind in terms of education, lifestyle, health, and education dramatically.
Yep.
From a parent standpoint, I think it was very poignant. You know, I love Steve Jobs dearly, but he wouldn't let his family use the iPad longer than an hour a day. And he created the thing. Now, when I was on stage walking around like, now, Sierra was chilling on the couch at Invest Fest, like, posted and wouldn't move. Like, it's so you have to then look and see what does Steve Jobs know about the stickiness, as they would call it, or the addiction rate of the iPad and iPhone that is not being shared publicly that can have a tremendous impact on our kids. And let's be honest, technology does not make you smarter, it programs you more. Yeah. That's why when Pearson came on last week, he doesn't have social. I'm like, you are intelligent as hell to not get on social and get caught in that loop cycle of being drugged into everyone else's propaganda. So I think there is some.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Control and fear-based stuff going on there, but from a parent standpoint, I think it's absolutely brilliant.
I think it's good for the economy as well, man, for their economy. Like, they just understand the power of that. Like, I even read something a while back that says, like, even that whole scroll your thumb thing, just scrolling, like, that's an addictive thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's me on TikTok.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had carpal tunnel syndrome. I was on my phone a lot. I developed 2 things that got me a little nervous. a bad twitch in my eye.
Yeah, that happened to me twice. Yeah.
And also, my thumb like started shaking. So I'm left-handed, so I started using my other hand because I realized that I was developing carpal tunnel syndrome in my thumb because I was using it so much on my phone.
That's an addictive thing that. Mm-hmm. I got rid of that, but that in itself, that scrolling. So I'm mad at them. I'm saying I do it with my daughter. I'll be like, yo, get off that phone, yo.
Yeah.
Get off that iPad. Nah, so, and it's going to force us to be parents, man.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, the iPad becomes a babysitter for a lot of people.
Yeah. Go get on that pad.
Go get your iPad.
Yeah. Straight up.
And so, like, China has now become the parent for the country.
Parent.
Its own country.
How are they planning on enforcing that?
So that's what I was trying to say. Like, so they're saying, look, if I have, let's say I have a PlayStation, they're saying like, look, you have to put something in your system, your online gaming system, that will restrict people from going past an hour online. You see what I'm saying? And that, so that now you infecting multiple businesses by putting these things in place. And you have such a large population. You got 110 million minors in the country.
Yeah, but when they released that Madden, and if 2K finally make any improvements and opposed to just keep re-releasing the same game, we've been playing 2K the same one for 9 years. Ronnie, do something.
You know that they
my have, God.
Take Two Interactive. I hope you're listening.
Yes, please.
A rate that says how long, like even on Facebook, they have us, like when you look at listening to earnings calls and Twitter and Netflix, they have a stat for how long the user stays on. Mm-hmm. Right? That number is monitored heavy. You're looking at like social media. So you look at SOCL, which is a social media ETF. If you go inside of that ETF and look at those social media companies, if you get inside that 10K report, there's a stat inside of them lines that says the average hourly rate or the average user rate of each person, something like that. And it tells you
Do you know which platform has the longest user rate? I'm sure it has to be in a Facebook ecosystem, but I'm interested to see what TikTok is.
I think it's YouTube.
It may be YouTube.
Because now
really?
YouTube is a social media.
And the reason because YouTube allows those one, like there's people on YouTube with like the dude Ryan, like he has it.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
The thing about algorithm is that they keep you hooked. Yeah. So it's like you watch a video
and then they send you that.
They send you the recommended video and you get caught.
Yeah.
You go on YouTube web, and before you know it, you're like watching like BMF documentaries.
Should I do? And you started out on a church service.
I'm aware of you.
This video has been recommended for you.
They got the nerve to ask you, are you still there?
The great advantage about YouTube is that the audience always gets younger. And so most platforms, they struggle with that, right? Because they gotta figure out how they engage the audience. YouTube's audience, like we know as parents, right? Like when we were had our kids were very young, we were trying to learn nursery things, we put on YouTube. People are always gonna have babies. And so they've already have a built-in strategy. Look, our audience will always get younger. And so we can always stay afloat.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4x points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.